Three, ready. Two, one. That's what I'm talking about.
Those are good vibes right there. That's a vibe song, baby. Why's the music different?
Hey, listen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, we're here with a special Vanilla Racing broadcast. We're calling this episode 20.5 because it's not even an episode. It's a special announcement. Chase Stallo.
Just an announcement.
Just an announcement. But the vibes are good right now.
You're going to want to listen, though.
Vibes are good.
You are going to want to listen.
All right. Well, first off, today we relaunched shopverb.com. We have all kinds of new merch. And in a world where no one else does a shop-to-win giveaway, we're doing a shop-to-win giveaway. Can you believe it?
Are we calling it a drop?
Sure, it's a drop.
We are dropping.
Hotter than your freaking mom.
Dude, no one. Why has no one thought of the drop? Why?
Why has no one ever thought of a drop? Number two, why has never one ever thought of a shop to win this. Drop?
I have
so
no idea. No
you can buy merch to win a bigger prize. It's a brilliant concept that I can't believe we came up with, dude.
I cannot believe no one's been as smart as we are.
Right here, right now.
Right now. Like, did we just basically, like,
rewrite history?
Yes, pretty much. Right. I mean, today, what's today? March 8th.
George Washington, Vermoto.
Elon Musk, Vermoto.
Can you believe that? Honestly, I'm so hyped. It's been a long time coming for us to have new merch. And now we're just giving incentive to buy our merch.
Correct.
Even more incentive. So,
well, you're already going to buy it, right? Like, yep. Honestly, if you go see, it's a whole new look.
Whole new look, whole new line. Hey, whole new hats.
Yes.
Whole new shirts.
But the style, I would say, is very different from anything Verb in the past. Like, it's a whole new.
We did a bit of a recreation, as we might call it.
A little rebranding, as the marketing agents would call it. Rebranding.
Sure. Either way, I really like it, and I'm hyped to wear some new stuff. I'm hyped to sell some new stuff, because over the past few years at Shred Tours, we've done a lot. But
we come back.
We didn't have anything left for the website, and I can tell you this. I didn't care to make the time.
No.
Especially since I have a 15-month-old daughter. Yes. Right now. She was a little needy this past year, so the merch was kind of in there.
Yeah, I feel like, I think I remember the day where we're like driving back from a race, and I was like, dude, why don't we just do merch at the races?
Hey, I want to hear the song again.
Okay, let's, for good vibes. Because I feel like we're burying the lead here. This is what journalists would call burying the lead. You haven't even told people what
I know,
this
I was going to say, let's cut to the chase while
cut
we got-
Cut to the chase!
Chase. Well, I wanted to have the vibes going. All right, listen
here.
The
vibes are high.
All right. We're giving away a Yamaha Wolverine R-Max 2 1000 Sport.
Wow.
Two TTR-90s.
Wait, no.
Not TTR-90s. TTR-110s.
Wait. Not one. We're giving away two.
Two.
Okay, that's a pretty good deal. That's pretty good deal.
Not the R-Max 2s. We're giving away two TTR-110s.
Right.
I'm sorry I said TTR-90s. That's from my...
And it's also a Yamaha TTR.
Two decades ago when I bought yes. one, it was a 90. Now they're 110.
Yeah, 2024 Yamaha TTR
110E.
Yes. Not
cool.
Electric.
All right. And on top of that, 20 G's in cash, y'all.
Straight cash, homie?
Let's fill this. That's right. 20 grand and two TTR 110s and... A Yamaha Wolverine R-Max 2 1000 Sport.
Wes, if I were to ask you, right? So, even for the viewers at home, if I were to ask you the value of all three, right? The Yamaha Wolverine, the two Yamahas,
110,
and the 20,000 in cash. What would that value be?
All right. Well, we could start with 20,000.
Yeah, that's 20,000. So then you got to do the rest.
And then it might be somewhere around the neighborhood of $49,797.
Oh my God.
Chase.
How did you know that?
I don't know.
I have no idea how you figured out that the total value of the Yamaha grand prize is a $49,797.
Did you just say $49,747, Chase?
Zero value. I have no idea
Dude,
how you knew
high
that.
High five right here.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, how cool is this? I'm like super hyped that Yamaha supported us. We called them and told them our idea. They said, you're a bit crazy. We'll help out where we can.
I feel like every time we call Yamaha, they're like, You guys are a bit crazy, but we're going to help.
We're into it. So I'm glad that they're helping support this. We then, once they said yes, we went and spent our life savings on a bunch of lawyers to make sure this thing was
very
super tight and
up.
Legit. We have a bunch of legalese that we'll read at the end of this podcast. Yes. If you want to stay, Chase is going to try attempt reading it as fast as he can.
The fastest legalese in the history of the Verbmoto. World's largest dream stick.
So a little bit of information here. We are running this, what we're calling the Verb Dream Stakes, from March 8th, which is today, all the way until June 18th at 9 a.m. Pacific.
Yes, not Eastern Pacific.
Entries can win both the Yamaha Grand Prize, which we just mentioned had a value of $49,797.00. And we also have 8 other weekly prizes that we are going to be giving away in certain windows throughout this whole thing, dude.
What's the first one? The first one's, you know what? Like, I'm stoked on all these.
All
the first
them.
One?
I mean, I pretty much picked out all these weekly prizes.
Okay.
Or bi-weekly
good job
prizes.
For you. Good job for you.
Well, had a lot of input.
Hey, can we get a clap? You know which one that is?
I don't.
I will say, all these are
one.
Pretty.
Is
all
it
these...
love? Is it love? Is it love? Yeah, I'm in love with this Yamaha Grand Prize.
And did you also do the release schedule? Because this is actually like, if you're at the Gypsy 500, you're at the launch party right now.
Right.
We're at the launch party.
We're at the launch party. We're Nobody probably, even knows it.
We're probably a couple beers deep.
Just a few.
And the first one's really cool, man. Tell the loyal listeners.
All right. The very first prize that we're doing, a bi-weekly prize.
And you are also entered, just legalese, you are also entered to win the grand prize.
Grand prize and this one.
Yes, and both.
If you buy something in the first 2 weeks, you could be one of the lucky recipients that wins the Gypsy Prize Pack, which means you get to be on Jason McAlpine's team.
Yes.
On either the Gypsy 500 East later on this year in December, or the Gypsy 500 West at Mesquite again next year. Now, we are going to cover your plane flights up to a $700 value and 2 nights in a hotel, $300 value, dude. And provide bike.
And a bike.
And a bike that you get to ride on Jason's team. Hopefully, you're going to be way faster than him.
100 times.
So that's our first prize pack. The second one, a few weeks later, will be a Motorsport gift card valued at 500 bones.
That's a lot of money.
Then we got Michelin Starcross 6 tires. A Fly Racing kinetic gear set, a Verb shopping spree, Alpine Tech 7 boots, GoPro creator pack.
Dude, those are some sick prizes.
So you could not only win all those. I mean,
I don't know
what the odds are, but you could.
What if you won could, every single one?
All right. I was going to say your odds of winning this are way better than the lottery, but I just meant like the Yamaha grand prize.
Right.
But I bet there's some odds, some statistician that could tell you. If you were to, I bet off one t-shirt, technically off one t-shirt, you get 30 entries. This is 9 total prizes.
You could win all
Theoretically,
of them.
You could win all of them.
Well, and the cool thing is like we actually like hired lawyers and stuff. We're not picking it. It ain't me and you.
No, nope.
We're not doing this.
Although I wanted to. My idea was to be in here with a spinny. I wanted to do the whole lottery thing.
I did
and,
too. We
and lawyers were
it.
Like, no, that doesn't
so
happen.
This is actually
They're
going
like, you're,
through a legit
you're gonna,
company.
You're going to send all the information to us.
And we will
handle it.
Yes.
That.
So do not be coming at us in the comments of you guys picked the other guy 9 times.
Hey, I will tell you this, though. From the Verb Shred Tours, sometimes we do all these huge, big raffles and you get raffle tickets, right? And I don't know. We normally have like 30 prizes that we give away. There's some people that win 2 or 3. And I'm just like out of hundreds, if not thousands of people sometimes. And thousands of tickets for sure. And someone won a free Stasic and a freaking brand new fly helmet. And I'm just like, how? All these other people here. So anyways, I'm sure the odds are 1 in gajillion.
There's
odds. Is gajillion?
There's a chance.
Is that a number,
so
gajillion?
You're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
I mean, to me, though, the cool thing, here was my whole, I guess, overall arching point of this. Like, you're going to come and buy Verb merch, right?
You're doing that anyways, y'all.
You're doing that anyways, right?
Yep.
You're just free. You don't have to do anything else. You're entered. And the next thing you know, you might get a phone call from
this company could be you.
A company, not us. A company is going to call you and go, dude, you won.
My hopes and dreams are that I still get to drive the side-by-side TTR 110s and the 20 Gs in cash. I think it'll be in a briefcase, maybe like handcuffed to me.
Yeah.
But like in a perfect world, it works out that I mean, I mean, I don't know. I live in Idaho. Like, ideally, someone in, like, I don't know, a 10 or 15 hour radius.
Someone in
if
Vegas
someone
wins
in
it.
New York or Maine wins, I'm going to be like, can someone else actually do this? I'm going to fly in. But hopefully, I would love to be the one that goes and delivers this.
No, have you seen the, like, this, like, the Mr. Beast videos? It's like, we gave away a Yamaha. And, you know, that's us. That's what we're doing.
Oh.
We're Mr. Beast.
I think I've watched one Mr. Beast video in my life, but I'm glad to hear that because he's really popular. He makes way more money a day.
And he gives it away.
He makes more money in a day on YouTube than I probably made my whole life.
Right.
So I'm cool with that.
And we're still giving away money.
We're Mr. Beast.
We're the Mr. Beast of moto.
Okay, cool. I mean,
just throwing it out.
You're coining that.
Just throwing it out there, Mr. Beast. If you want to collab, do some cool shit.
All right, I'm down with it. And so, and what's cool, we're launching with all kinds of new Verb merch, shopverb.com.
Yep, shopverb.com.
But every week we're dropping even more new stuff. So we have new everything from hats, shirts,
dude,
accessories,
hoodies.
All kinds of fun things that every single week there's going to be something new on our store to keep this thing pumping and keep our the Verb merch side of our business going alive and strong. So overall, I'm super excited about this old Chasey Poo.
Look, I want to say you can't lose. I mean, you kind of can lose. You can't, but you can, you know.
You can like, lose on the grand prize, but you can't lose because you're still going to look sick.
You still got Verb merch, dude. Like, that's the whole point of this, right? Like,
hang on, wait a second. Is it love? Yes, it's love.
It'd be like, honestly,
yes, it's love.
Like if it was like, what's a big brand name? Supreme or something, right? If you're like, hey, man, I'm going to go buy a Supreme shirt anyways, right?
Yeah.
And then Supreme's like, hey, dude. You also got a chance to win a Yamaha side
grand
by side,
prize.
20 grand, you know, God.
20 grand in cash and two TTR110s,
yes.
Along with eight other bi-weekly prizes. No purchase necessary.
No purchase necessary. Alternate methods of entry.
And so this is open to the 48 contiguous United States, including Washington, D.C.
Yes, which is, we found out, is kind of a state, but not a state.
Yeah. So, but if you're in Alaska or
Hawaii,
you're out. So, but maybe your uncle or cousin lives here. You enter through them, and then you know what? Maybe they live in California. You figure out how to get it to Hawaii. I don't know. That ain't my. That won't be my problem. And you can still buy stuff. Because I will say this: our whole methodology or reasoning for wanting to do this is, I want to get back to the Verb of old, where we had time, ability, financially,
yes,
to go do things. Like Verb Platinums, Road to Loretta's, I don't know.
Too Stankin', I mean, God.
There's all kinds of fun, awesome content that we used to be able to do because we all used to work for $100 a month.
And eat peanut butter and jelly.
And eat peanut butter and jelly. All of us have kids, wives, except Chase now.
No,
most of us have mortgages, except Chase. Life's slightly more expensive now.
Yes.
And we have some very high-end people that love to do this content with us. And this is our way of being able to perhaps bring another level of ROI to our business to allow us to do those awesome things.
Yeah, it's a different level, man. Like we were talking about before we started, it's like the landscape's changed, right? Like, don't get me wrong, advertisers are amazing. We could not do anything without the advertisers, right? That's step
absolutely,
one,
absolutely,
right? Yep. But if you want to...
And step two is the people that come and support the events and buy our stuff.
Right, step two. Those two we can't do without, but like...
But it does take both of them in harmony.
It takes both of them in harmony. And now we're trying to add a third one. So it's almost like we can do more stuff. We can have bigger programs.
We want to do more stuff.
Yeah. It's just, it's hard, man. Like, you know, okay, the Prado Project, you know that the check that Red Bull wrote for that, that's a big check.
Every check for production, it ain't cheap. I'll tell you
that.
It's a big check.
If you want something done well, it's a big check.
It is.
And
ideally there is an asterisk here, but if this,
yes, big asterisk.
If people support us, like we hope, cause I love to say support those who support the sport. I don't care if it's motorsport.com, Michelin, Pulp MX, Vital. I don't care if you love what any of us do, buying some merch or supporting that particular entity is what keeps us growing and thriving in this business together. So hopefully, you know, by people supporting us, we can just give that support right back. That's my hopes and dreams. We live, breathe, eat, sleep dirt bikes. I have since I was freaking 12 years old, and it's never going to stop. I just want to figure out a way to be able to go bigger and better and badder. I want to be able to do Justin Barsha Platinum 2.0 and have a fucking Elon Musk spaceship out there filming on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, and you're right. But it's the same reason, like, you went and bought a Yamaha 250 with your own money.
Because like, I love dirt bikes, man.
Well, and we
wait a second.
And we love Yamaha. And we love Yamaha.
Is it love?
With a Yamaha. But you know what I mean. It is hard. Like, Racer X, all those guys. Go buy a magazine subscription. Like, I think it's pennies now.
Hey,
like,
man, I always say this.
Go do anything you
money
can.
Makes the world go round. I live in an industry where everybody wants bro deals. You know how often I've ever hit up Fly, A-Stars, anybody for free stuff? I don't. Yeah. I could probably call Motorsport tomorrow and ask for anything for myself, and they'd probably do it. But even the tie downs I have over there,
we bought
that I use in the trailer.
Home Depot.
Not Motorsport ones.
Yeah,
but
not Motorsport.
I have $300 worth of Motorsport tie downs that I bought on my own. I could have called them and said, "Hey, could I at least get a discount on these?" No, I love supporting.
Well, you have to.
Everybody. You have to. If we want this sport to thrive, it's all about supporting each other. So, anyways. This is our way to hopefully have you guys support us, and we support you right back. I can tell you this, I'm excited. I can't wait till the day, hopefully it's this year, we rock into Loretta's and we do the most epic freaking road to Loretta's Daco again. That, granted, Red Bull's the one that financially supported it back in the day, but I can't imagine what we've learned in the past decade plus. Mm-hmm. Imagine what we do with Motus by now, or the Prado thing, being able to bring that level of quality to a Loretta Lens thing. I don't know. That's my dream. What else is my dream? Huge ass pro purses at Brooks Drag Tours.
It'd be sick.
I would love for every single one of them be like the Cody Gragg two-stroke race that we do at Muddy Creek.
$30,000
plus. No, not everything can be a two-stroke race.
No.
But, you know, theoretically, everything could have a $30,000 pro purse.
It's what we always say. To me, it's why we started these shred tours and all these things was to... In our way, bring back some fun to the sport.
Bring
right?
back the fun, like, and give back.
Don't get me wrong. High-level racing is better than it's ever been. The fun level, to me, is not where it's been, right? Like,
I agree. The sport went so serious.
It needs a little more fun back.
Dirt bikes are fun.
The Gypsy 500, which is tonight, I'm probably four beers deep already, is going to be...
Gypsy 500 is tomorrow, actually. That's how drunk
tomorrow.
You are.
Yes.
Gypsy 50 just happened,
The
Chase.
Gypsy 50 just happened. But what I'm saying is like, that's going to be a fun ass race. It got you to buy a dirt bike. It got Dylan Jackson to fly from Atlanta.
Are you going
to
buy a set of kit this week?
A set of kit? No, I actually had some from Fly Racing that sent me last year. They sent it. But I was like, hey, JT, I love JT. He's right down the street. Is like, I didn't ask him. He just said, hey, man, I want you wearing Fly gear. And I was like, JT, I don't ride. And he goes, I'm going to send you some anyway.
You do now.
I do now, JT. That's what's up.
Well, guess what? Last time I bought Fly gear, I bought it, Chase. I didn't call Fly and ask for it.
I literally
got on motorsport.com and I bought it.
I did not call JT.
And I've only worn it twice. I wore it at the Aonia Shred Tour and the one before that we did at Riverside Raceway.
I did not call JT for a free.
That is true. You didn't ask for it.
Did not ask for it.
Anyway.
He also sent you a free helmet. You did not ask for.
So that is true.
While we're talking
and you
about
know what?
Stuff,
I will be rocking it next weekend.
You also got free Seven gear that you did not ask for. So
that is
true. I'm just throwing out.
I am going to look pro shit.
We're talking free stuff.
I'm not saying I don't ever get free stuff. I just don't ever ask for it.
Yeah, correct.
If you want to send me free stuff, I will take it all day long.
Wait,
but I'm not. I probably will never call you and ask you for free
stuff. Yes. JT, I will not text you for a new set of gear in case this
week.
Doesn't fit.
I might have gone up a pant size. Is there any chance you got a... Oh, well,
no,
either
I'm
way,
so for it.
This is so cool. Gypsy 500 going off tomorrow. The Verb Dream Stakes kicking off right this second through June 18th
at 9 a.m.
PT.
And Wes, once again, if I were to ask you, if you were just out of nowhere, guess the value of the Yamaha grand prize. If you're just throw a number out there, any number.
I will reiterate what I said before, Chase. I do believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $49,797 for the total grand prize value. And that doesn't even include everything else.
How did you know that? You must be psychic.
Hey, Chase, to wrap this up, I want to see how fast you can read this legalese from the lawyers.
Can we both time it to see who reads it faster? Can you get out your timer? Here, I got a timer on my phone right here.
Do you want a song? Should
we
play the first song or is it love song?
It's love. I need some vibes.
Do you want the lyrics or do you want
the instrumental? Just the vibes. So you're gonna time me. I'm gonna time you.
All right. And
so this is the Verb Moto Dream Stakes rules, abbreviated rules. Not the full rules. You can get the full rules on shopverb.com. These are the abbreviated rules.
All right. So are you just reading how to enter?
I am reading that right there.
Okay, I'm going to have to take his.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to have to take that. All right, ready?
You tell me when.
Ready, go. No purchase necessary, void, where prohibited, open to legal residents of the 48 contiguous U.S. and D.C., 18 plus. Sweepstakes begins on 3/8/24 and ends on 6/18/24. Multiple entry periods apply, 1 grand prize and 7 additional prizes. Total APR, $53,479 USD. Sponsor, Verb Sweepstakes, LLC. Participation in subject final rules available at shopverb.com. 19 seconds.
Dude, I don't think I got that.
That's hard. That's really hard.
Dude.
So I'm in 19 seconds.
Dude.
19 seconds.
Oh, my God.
I'm in at 19 seconds.
Oh, my God.
All right. You can read it once. Read it once. Get you some little swerve music on, and you just let me know when you're ready.
Oh, my gosh. This is
That's
hard.
That's 19 seconds.
All
is
right.
Impressive.
Tell me when.
You ready?
Tell me when.
Go.
Oh, well, start over. You got to tell me 3, 2, 1.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 48 to contiguous U.S. and D.C. 18 plus. Sweepstakes begins on 3/8/24 and ends 6/18/24. Multiple entry periods apply. 1 grand prize and 7 second prizes available. Total ARV, $53,479 USD. Sponsor, Verb Stream Stakes LLC. Participation is subject to the official rules available at shopverb.com/blogsnews.
I win. 21 wow. seconds.
That's hard. Can you imagine being one of the people that like does that at the end of you have 3 seconds to read all of for the end of a radio
ad. Auctioneers.
Auctioneer's hard, but I think someone that has to read all of that 3 seconds for a radio ad is even gnarlier. We're going to have to hire.
Have to hire someone.
We're going to have to hire someone. I don't think that's like the whole commercial.
Anyways, if you want to learn the official rules and
shopverb.com.
Yes, no purchase is necessary, Wes. No purchase is necessary.
All right, well, I can't wait to see who wins this thing. And I'm sure we'll have tons of video and photo show off this bad boy.
We got so much coming, dude.
All right, lawyers, I hope we said all the right things.
Please say we did.
Do not make me redo
if
this.
If not, read below. I'm sure there's something underneath there, too.
And we'll see you guys at a Verb Shred tour near you.
Boom.
Wait a second. Oh, let's go for the original song.
Yeah, we got.
I like the original song. Oh, yeah, that's good. The Vermurdo Dream Stakes, yeah. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents.
$797.
Baby, you got it.
Wade's texting me about RCSX. Poor Wade. Doing big things over here. Thanks a lot.